Today is Thursday, July 7th, 2008, and we're here for a work session on four bills. So the first thing we're going to do is open a work session on Senate Bill 5565A, which is the budget bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. The work session is open. Ms. McGlash.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 5565A is identical to House Bill 5116A, which contains the 2005-07 budget for the Land Use Board of Appeals and was passed by the House on June 1st, 2005, with one exception. Unlike the House version, Senate Bill 5565A doesn't include a 3% reduction in the agency services and supplies expenditure categories, but the current House budget plan for the agency is to restore that reduction. It's equal to about $5,700. Therefore, the House budget plan for the agency now is identical to Senate Bill 5565A, and so this bill is being used to adopt the budget for LUBA for the 507 biennium. So the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the subcommittee move the bill with a due pass recommendation to the House Special Committee on Budget.
Questions or comments? I would accept a motion. We have a motion to move Senate Bill 5565A to the full House Special Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative Schaffler, how do you feel about carrying this?
I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you very much. We close the work session on Senate Bill 5565 and open a work session on Senate Bill 364B. Mr. Nicewander.
Chairman Morgan, committee members, place before you a copy of Senate Bill 364 in its new gross form, a fiscal impact statement, and the staff major summary from the policy committee that sent it originally to the Senate Budget Committee. This bill was passed the Senate on June 27th with a I votes of 27 I votes. This bill creates a task force to examine and make recommendations related to professional and technical education in grades 7 through 12. As it's been amended in the Senate Budget Committee, it appropriates $83,411 for the Department of Education to provide staff support to the task force. In the way of background, the Senate subcommittee, when it addressed this bill, recognition of the fact that the bill allows the Department of Education to accept contributions from any source to support the task force, the Senate Budget Committee recommended that the agency use those contributions, if any, that they receive in lieu of any general fund. And also the direction from the Senate Budget Committee in the budget report that was passed was encouraging the department to appoint at least one of the task force members from business and industry that also was a member of the Quality Ed Commission. Although the bill is silent about that, that wasn't a recommendation of that committee and was noted in the budget report.
Questions or comments for LFO on their recommendation for Senate Bill 364B? Representative Schaffer?
I support this, but who exactly is going to be doing this work?
Mr. Johnson.
Well, the Department of Ed will provide staff support, but the 18-member task force is the body that's going to be developing recommendations and performing the reviews as volunteers and presenting a report to both Legislative Assembly and Interim Committee. So the 18 task force members supported by an education program specialist.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on Senate Bill 364 and the LFO recommendation?
I'd just like to mention for the record, Franklin High School in my district has an automotive repair program that's very well known, and hopefully we can get maybe the auto industry, for example, to help contribute to this. And I'm sure there's other programs that are also associated with industry that we could hopefully they will help contribute to the task force.
Sounds like an interim project.
There you go.
I would accept a motion to move Senate Bill 364 to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. Representative March would prevail upon you to get carrier. We close the work session on Senate Bill 364B, open a work session on Senate Bill 342B. Mr. Bender.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 342B comes to you from the Senate Committee on Education and Workforce. This bill has already been approved by the Senate. And what this bill does is places into statute requirements for the Department of Community Colleges and community colleges and for the Oregon University system to work toward promoting articulation and transfer agreements that will assist students in assuring that credits will transfer from one institution to another as they pursue either a degree or certificate. I have prepared for you a review of the bill, which is located, or should be right behind the bill, in the stack of materials that you have, which provides a bit more detail as to what this bill does. There are some specific identified activities in the bill, including revision of the Associate of Arts Oregon Transfer Degree, which is a program that has existed for some time that allows students to receive an Associate of Arts degree at a community college with transfer that will then allow them to continue pursuit of a bachelor's degree at an Oregon University system school. This would require that program be revised and reviewed to ensure that it is optimal with current needs. There are a number of other requirements that the bill indicates, development of degree pathway programs, development of an outcome-based articulation and transfer framework, seamless transfer of 100 and 200 level general education course credits between institutions. It mandates the development of an online statewide course applicability system. The way this would work is a student or an interested person could go online and see which courses would be available or being offered at other institutions that would serve as a substitute for a particular course requirement at a particular institution. There are also requirements for awarding college credit, standardizing, creating uniform standards for college credit relating to AP tests, and it requires expansion on early college programs for 11th and 12th grade students. There are a number of reports that this bill will require of the Departments of Community Colleges Development and Department of Higher Education. These include interim reports to the e-board and to the Education Committee to report on the progress of these efforts. The bill sunsets the provisions in January 2010. There is no specific funding for these activities included in the bill or included in the budget plan. The community colleges and higher ed will continue to work toward these efforts with the funds that they have available to them.
So just to clarify from my own perspective, these are things that these departments are doing anyway, and we're not giving them any more money to do them?
That is correct. These are a number of initiatives that both community colleges and higher ed have identified as things that they would like to move forward with. The degree of funding, with additional funding, they would be able to make more progress in a more rapid time frame. But
I have several more years to go here.
Yeah, they the bill does not specifically place in timeline requirements for completion of these activities. Neither does it specify directly how, when a requirement would be met, or what the specifics are for meeting some of the requirements that you see listed, for example, on this review sheet. The bill does, however, remain in force until 2010. So under this existing language, community colleges and OUS would have at least until 2010 to meet these requirements.
Further questions or comments? Representative Marks.
Yes, Madam Chair. It's unfortunate. I know this is something we should be moving towards maybe at a little greater pace. And I know we've cut, for example, OUS's Chancellor's Office by about $700,000, and that will probably slow the progress of these kinds of programs. So I'm a little, that's my one concern. We are asking them to do a number of interim reports, and hopefully one of those reports will tell us how much it would cost to expedite this.
Further comments? Representative Jensen.
Yes. I oppose this bill. And I assume it'll move out of committee and through the full. I will work to kill it on the floor. We've been fiddling around with this for 35 years that I know of, maybe a little bit more than that. And it seems like every time I come here, some legislator has had some sort of a complaint, and therefore they think the entire system is completely out of kilter. I don't necessarily believe that's true. We're talking here about, in it, one of the requirements is the revision of the Oregon Associate of Arts Transfer Degree. I'm not sure from what it says in the statute as I'm reading it what that revision is to be. I'm not sure what we have as legislators that really gives us the skill and expertise to micromanage this. And I could go on at some considerable length, Madam Chair, but I think this is a bad bill, and I will give a courtesy vote if needed to move it out of committee, but I will do everything I can to slow it down.
We will be forewarned.
Yes.
Representative Shoffer.
Madam Chair, I've had the pleasure of discussing this at length with Representative last year when we drove down to Eugene for something, a water meeting. And I'm not going to oppose this today either. I'm going to reserve my right to listen to different opinions. But this bill and the last bill, to be quite honest with you, I hope we're not just creating a bunch of make-work. These task force and I'm 49 out of my 51 hours in community college transferred to the university, and I was just lucky. I didn't have any idea that was going to happen, and that's good, and I hope the students get that in our system too. But I just don't want a bunch of ideas coming out of this stuff, and that can't, just because somebody has a complaint, and then they go out in public with these ideas and say, well, it's just this simple. And then people wonder why we don't know it. But really, the idea we get out of this stuff isn't simple and isn't effective and isn't good. Like the quality education model that's constantly thrown around is, we don't have the money to do that. And it might as well ask for $70 billion rather than $7 billion because we ain't going to do it. I hope to God workable things come out of this stuff. Not just some pie-in-the-sky ideas that really don't work and can get in the way of the people that actually do the work. So I just wanted to get those reservations on record. Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. Further discussion. I would accept a motion to move Senate Bill 342 to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
I have the motion. I have discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Please register Representative Jensen's objection. With that objection noted, the motion passes. Representative March, could I prevail upon you one more time?
I thought you would let me carry this on the floor.
I don't think that would be a good idea. And with that, we'll close. I think you'll do just fine without carrying this. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 342, and we'll open the work session on House Bill 3502. So we will stand the committee at ease. We are in the amendment vote to the State Fair. And we have to do a possible reconsideration on this bill. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3502 was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. Are there objections? The chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3502 was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee.
So moved.
I have the motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3502 was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. Are there any objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries, and this bill is back before the subcommittee. Ms. Jordan, can you talk to us about the Dash A2 amendments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Dash A2 amendments delete the section referring to transferring any monies from the ATV account to the Parks and Recreation account and renumbers the bill.
So at this point, what revenue sources are left that are available for this?
The revenue sources for transferring the State Fair are all the State Fair revenues that they receive from the properties that they manage, the Parks and Recreation Department's other fund revenues, which would include user fees from camping and day use, and other miscellaneous revenues that they receive, and their lottery revenues.
Further questions or comments on the impacts of the Dash A2 amendments on House Bill 3502?
Just want to mention that I think it's proper that we keep this account separate. And I've gotten some emails to that effect that people were quite concerned about using the ATV fund for the general purposes of parks and recreation.
So we should just clarify again for the record that this takes the ATV funding entirely out of this equation.
That's correct.
Any further discussion on the amendments? I would take a...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
It just strikes me if we're not... I mean, that we're not using these ATV funds now. All we're doing is building a surplus. And it strikes me that the prudent thing to do then would be to further amend this bill and reduce those ATV fees, or gas tax, I guess is where they're coming from, to the point that they would then maintain the work that is currently being done, and keep the balance that's there so that they continue to have a balance for, you know, any emergencies, but reduce them so that we have a maintenance account rather than an account that is going to continue to grow.
And I think the issue that we have is the relating clause in this bill would preclude us from being able to do that kind of thing in this bill. But we have had discussions about how to deal with the balance in that account. And Ms. Jordan, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the ideas that have been brought forward to try to deal with the... There's a huge amount of money in this account.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm going to speak to a couple things that Representative Jensen said. One, we can't reduce the fuel tax. The fuel tax is established for road uses, and the reason that the money gets transferred is because there is a formula that has been developed through surveying ATV users of how much fuel they are using in their equipment. And then that money that that is calculated into a transfer to this fund, and that is the bulk of the revenues that's going into this fund. The permit fees or registration fees is a very small amount of the money that goes into the fund.
Would it not be possible just to cap the size that that fund may grow to?
That is a possibility, and the money would then just remain in the transportation fund. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that have been discussed is giving some direction to the agency to come up with a plan during the interim that would identify how they could better use that those ATV monies for the ATV community, where you know, involving them in generating some of the ideas on how they could better use that, purchasing land or rights of rights to use land and keeping it in the private private ownership. So I think the director has gotten quite a bit of direction after this discussion, even without doing that. And if we wanted to give him further direction, we could do that in another budget bill, in one of our end of session bills, if we wanted to do that.
Representative Shaw.
How much money is there, and how fast is this growing?
There is currently $15 million in the fund. I'll give you a copy of this when we leave. And by the end of 2005-2007, based on their expenditures, they will have an ending balance of $12 million, but it's going to grow to $16 million by 2013, based on their current expenditures, with a modest increase in the expenses there. So it is growing. And the other piece of that is, as the ATVs have become, or HOVs, they've changed their reference to it, have, as more of those vehicles start being used in and around the state, more fuel tax money will then be generated to be deposited into this fund.
I would be very interested in trying to nurture a discussion within the agency about how to make better use of the money. And, you know, this is a fund that has just recently been acquired by the agency from the Transportation Department. And I think that there's a certain amount of just kind of working it in and figuring out where the edges of discussion are that has to happen. But clearly there's an issue here with how much money there is in this fund and what it's being spent on or not being spent on that needs to be worked during the interim. And I think that if there isn't some kind of a movement to resolve the issue about the growing balance, that come next session, this will be something that a lot of people will be focused on.
Thank you for indulging me, Madam Chair.
Any further questions or comments on the ATV account before we get back to the state fair bill?
So moved.
I will take a motion, and that was the motion to move the Dash A2s into House Bill 3502. Discussion on the motion. Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries, and I would accept a motion to move House Bill 3502 as amended back to the full House Budget Committee with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion, Representative Marks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not going to be objecting at this time, but as you know, we've talked about the potential use of Measure 66 money in this. I'll probably be a no in full and on the floor, but I hope that this bill moves over to the Senate so that maybe we can have them take another look at the funding part of that and come up with an alternative.
And I think an important piece of this is to get this bill over into that forum so they can have input on the process, too.
Thank you.
Representative Shoffman.
I just wanted to make a comment, too. I mean, I've heard a lot of concern about using that money. And I personally, and you can make an argument one way or the other on whether it's, you know, legitimate use of the money, but it's possible that Measure 66 could go away. And then where's the future going to be? If we just continue to use those source of funds in 2014 or 15, if we don't renew it, then we'll be back here again. So
you'll be back here for the whole state fair. I mean, the whole state park programs as well.
Maybe forever. Okay.
But I do think that we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that adding this urban park to the state system, adding this extremely useful park setting to the state park system is an excellent addition, and is something that will be a valuable resource to the state and to the citizens of the state in the future. And with that, I have the motion to move the amended bill. Is there any further discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, then the motion will carry, and I would be glad to carry this again. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3502 and adjourn the committee.